A transgender woman who was kicked out of the home she was sharing with the owner says her landlord called her offensive and evicted her from her Auckland house. And an exemption of the Human Rights Act means there's nothing German-born Christine Ablinger can do about what she calls her first taste of discrimination. Susan Strongman reports.
Christine Ablinger was at work when she got an email from her landlord demanding she move. The email said that while the landlord didn't have issues with transgender people, she didn't want any part of it in her house. Ms. Ablinger was horrified to be given only 3 hours to pack up and get out.
It's completely unreasonable, and she's doing it purely on her transphobia. She's not complaining anything that did anything wrong or didn't pay rent or violate. It's just because she all of a sudden hates what I am, and for that she's kicking me out on the street.
That's despite Ms. Ablinger having told her landlord she was trans months earlier.
At first I said, I am transgender and I think I'm going to transition. And then a few weeks later I said, I am going to transition.
At that point, the landlord said she could stay as long as she wanted. But then the email came. After moving out, Ms. Ablinger lodged a complaint with the Human Rights Commission.
Because I felt so powerless and, you know, as I said, I felt so, you know, my dignity was really hurt by that. And I thought, I'm going to fight back. This woman can't do that to me without facing consequences.
But she was shocked to learn about an exemption in the Human Rights Act that allows landlords to discriminate if they live in the house they're renting out. This meant her complaint was rejected.
It wasn't even accepted. And yeah, I thought, well, I'm apparently not a human then, and I don't have human rights.
Ms. Ablinger questions the point of having anti-discrimination laws with exemptions like this. But lawyer Graham Edgler says the law is written that way for a reason.
As long as we've had non-discrimination laws of this type, it's never covered private interaction. It's illegal to refuse to serve someone in a shop because they're Māori or because they're transgender. It's not illegal to refuse to be friends with them.
Mr. Edgler says the exemption allows homeowners to choose who they live with. Homelessness researcher Tycho Vandenberg says the mental health impacts of what Ms. Ablinger experienced can shadow a person for a long time.
That anxiety of potentially getting pushed out of a home again means that they won't unpack their belongings once they've moved in, or they're too scared to decorate a room and get quite connected to that space. And obviously that's not a sustainable way of living in the long term, and it's that kind of thing that leads to ongoing stress, anxiety, depression, even suicide ideation in some cases.
Ms. Ablinger now lives at a boarding house. Her tiny room is lined with boxes of belongings tidily stacked against the walls.
Quite dark, as you can see, so you need always light. But it is kind of cozy and clean and it feels safe enough. I normally would prefer to live in a community, but if a community means that stuff, I prefer anonymity by far.
She says she's unlikely to try flatting again soon as she's scared of the same thing happening. For Morning Report, of course, Susan Strongman, aho.
And you can read Susan Strongman's full reports at rnz.co.nz.